All right. What is up, everybody? Welcome to our first episode, I guess you could call it, our trailer reaction podcast episode for the new show that we're going to be watching. And that show is, if you haven't seen the post on social media, Fallout.
Right.
It is based on a very popular video game. I'm actually really excited because it is based on, one of my favorite games is Fallout 3. And I've played probably 200 to 300 hours of Fallout 3.
You played that much?
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I only ever played Fallout 4. And I probably got, I don't know, I'd say probably between 30 and 40 hours. I never actually beat it. Fallout is notorious for, you know, being one of the Bethesda games out there that is just huge open world, so many different things you can do in it. And when it comes to open world games, and me, very similar to Skyrim, another Bethesda game, I never finish them. I try and go and do like everything except the main objectives. So while I do have some familiarity with Fallout, you obviously have a lot more.
Yeah. Now Fallout 4, again, I probably put the same amount of time into it as you did, but Fallout 3, I mean, I was a young buck back in that day, but I did play a lot of it. So this show I'm really excited for. So you and I are going to react to the trailer here, and then we're going to have a little short conversation about it.
So that's actually a pretty cool trailer. I have to say I love the aesthetic of the Fallout universe. Yes. It's very much like old-timey, like 1950s, 1940s, and obviously, you know, from the song there, Set the World on Fire, which I think is by the Ink Spots. You know, it just brings you back to that old-timey feel. But I'm excited for the show.
I like it a lot. So, one, Fallout is a series based on, okay, there was a possibility of nuclear war, right? So this company created all these vaults that people could go into if that would happen. You had to
pay money. Fallout shelters.
All this kind of stuff. Yeah, Fallout shelters. It was like a small community. They all had different numbers. It turns out the vaults were all meant for some kind of experiment of putting people in a community, but different experiments were happening. So that's kind of where you said the lore is, like, in the game, you would go out and you would just travel and you could find other vaults and see what was happening during this time frame, but also you could see what happened in the world that people didn't go into the vaults. As you can see, what was the actor's name that opened up the trailer?
Walter Goggins.
His character, apparently, got hit by radiation and lives for a very long time. Is basically, they're called ghouls, and some ghouls are like mindless, but apparently there are some that aren't. So I'm excited to see. It's a big open world game, but the world is connected and built very well. So I'm curious to see how this world is built in the show and how everything's connected.
Yeah, same. As far as I understand, the show is not based on any specific game. It's just in the universe of Fallout. So I'm wondering, you know, is it just that it's not connected at all, or do we get maybe some cameos from some characters in the game? I hope we do, just because I think that would be a lot of, you know, fan service going on. Fallout, while it is a popular game, I don't know that it's like a mega, mega popular game out there. Not like, say, Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto or something like that. But it's still fairly popular. I mean, it obviously has multiple games. I mean, there's four mainline games. There's Fallout New Vegas. There's a couple other spinoffs and whatever. So I'm interested to see how this show comes out. I'm more interested, actually, to see how people react to it, because movies and TV shows that are based on video games are very, very hit or miss. I mean, sometimes they're decent, but more often than not, they're terrible.
I feel like too with Fallout, you're going to see a bunch of different things that people picture. Fans are going to picture one thing, other fans are going to picture another way it should go. Some people are going to want to see almost as if they're playing the game, but somebody's playing it for them. Do you know what I mean?
And yeah.
I'm more so, honestly, I think what you said, them not trying to recreate one of the games into a TV show, just telling their own story is the best way to go.
I agree.
To tell your own story in this vast world, you know, is probably the best route to go. Depending on where this is located, maybe you can see cameos. I doubt we do, but you never know.
I don't think we will either, but I'm hoping that there's a little bit of fan service, at least, you know, with a cameo, or maybe even just some call outs from the video games. It doesn't even need to be like character cameos, but if there's something that, you know, is an obvious thing in the game, it'd be cool to see it. I'm interested. I feel like I've seen some pictures or some media about it, but in the trailer, I don't think I saw any Pip-Boys. Did you see any Pip-Boys in there?
I didn't. I guess maybe we should have looked at her wrist a little better. I didn't notice it, but you would feel like they would.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they have to have that in.
Something on it.
The Pip-Boy,
yeah, it's part of the game.
Huge part of the game. I mean, it obviously is what in the game brings up your menu and stuff, but then you actually use the Pip-Boy, you know, for stuff in the game too.
Yeah, it's a big wristwatch, but in the game, like you said, it has your inventory, your menu, so they definitely could find a way to use it.
I think they will. I want to kind of see then too, like, what people who don't know the video game or aren't fans of the video game, what they think about it. Like, my wife is always a good sounding board for, I guess, how the general public will receive something, because she's not into nerdy stuff. She's not into like sci-fi or anything like that. She's never played the video game. I don't know that my wife has played any video games outside of maybe like Mario or something like that.
Yep.
In the last 15 or 20 years. So I'm interested to see if I can manage to get her to watch the show, what she'll think about it. Because I've found that the times where I get her to watch something like, say, Avatar, that came out on Netflix last month, she really liked it, but she never saw the show. So I wonder if the public out there that isn't familiar with the game, that's never played the game, are they going to like it? Because they're going to be the majority, I feel. And so if the general public mm-hmm. really likes it, you know, maybe it goes on to spawn other stuff. I wonder, too, like, is this something that they're just doing as a one-off, or if it does well, do they have plans to do more seasons?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure if they do well, they'll do more seasons. As we have seen with Amazon, they don't mind spending some money on their shows. So I'm really excited to see, like I said, the world and the set pieces, how they're going to look and how real it's going to feel. And honestly, the trailer, it looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, it looked like a good mix of practical and CGI effects in there.
Yeah.
But the mechs, I think, is probably the thing I'm most curious about. Like, how much of that is going to end up being CGI? Because from what we saw in the trailer, it looks all like it's practical effects. It looks like it's actual suits that they made that people are in, or that are at least being controlled, you know, somehow. But I imagine when they get to the parts where there's going to be some fights and whatever, that part of that is going to be CGI. So I'm hoping that they do that part well. You had already mentioned that, you know, Amazon doesn't mind spending on shows. I mean, you know, Rings of Power is the most expensive TV show ever produced. And I feel like the effects in that were pretty good. So hopefully that carries over here, at least in the regard of them not being afraid to spend money to make it look good.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I'm excited to see that. I don't have any real downs, man. I think the trailer was pretty good. I got what I needed out of it. I'm curious how long you'll be in the vault, because we kept getting different scenes of the vault and it seemed like a normal, or are they going to be flashbacks? So are we going to get first episode is the life in the vault, or are we going to get flashbacks of her life in the vault throughout the show?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I'm wondering how many total episodes there are going to be. I don't know if they've released the number of episodes. If any indicator is of other streaming shows, yeah, 8 is probably going to be what it is. That seems to be the magic number with streaming shows these days, 8 episodes. So I think if they're going to do anything with, you know, how long they're going to be in the vault, it's either going to be part of the first episode or maybe throughout the series they'll do flashbacks. I don't think they're going to dedicate a whole episode to that, but who knows? The trailer obviously jumps back and forth between pre-vault and post, you know, apocalypse type shit. So I'm thinking it's just going to be kind of all over the place throughout each episode.
Yeah, and I'm also curious what the story is going to be. So, like, for Fallout 3, you're helping the community do something. I think it had, like, get water to pump through the thing. And in Fallout 4, the big one was your son was taken from the vault, and you're going out into the world to find him. So
right.
I'm really curious, like, how do you take, like I said, an open world game where it's just you have this little storyline, like Fallout 4, I mean, obviously finding your son's a little bit more important, I think, but Fallout 3 was like this, I can't remember it, to be honest. It was something about getting a lab started up again so clean water could pump throughout, like, this big city. But how do you take an open world game and create a very in-depth story for a TV show? Because you don't want a shallow, when you're watching a TV show, you don't want something super shallow. I don't want to see, unless it's like Monster of the Week type stuff, like, or a Vault of the Week, you know, I'd rather see why did she leave the vault and what's the overarching story here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that you could do with this, you know, because each of the games is not wildly different from each other, but the main way you play the game and certain elements are the same, but then the story of each game is, you know, different from one to the other. So there's a lot that they could do here. I am also interested to see how they shape things, and, you know, is it going to be something where it's, you know, we just concentrate on this girl and the vault that she's from, and then, you know, her emerging from the vault and what happens? Are we going to get into finding other vaults? And like you had mentioned, each of the vaults essentially was kind of just, you know, different experiments going on in the communities there. Do they touch on that? Do they get into those experiments? So there's so much that they could do that they could pull from the game. And I feel like that's a gift and a curse, because since there is a lot that they could do, you know, there's different ways that they could take this. But with a TV show like this, especially only going to be, you know, somewhere between maybe 8 or 10 episodes, I don't know if they've released it, but whatever the number is, it's not going to be a lot. You have to keep the story focused. You have to keep it succinct. So you're not going to have a whole lot of opportunity to explore a lot and do a whole lot of things. And I feel like if they do try to do that, then it could end up being a detriment to the show if they don't keep it, you know, focused. Like they can have, you know, some side stuff and whatever, but I think they need to keep the main plot the key here and not cater too much to the fans, in that, you know, this being an open world adventure game, the main adventure needs to be the meat of the story. The side quests need to be kind of more light on the TV show, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And I wonder if it's a story like them talking about saving the world. I'd rather see a more personal story, but I'm never against, like, you know, an epic adventure story. But like, if there's a personal story, like a personal reason why she's out there, and, you know, yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm very excited. I'm always nervous when it comes to franchises that I really enjoyed growing up and then it turning into a movie or a TV show. But I will say, I think this is an opportunity for a really good show to happen. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that I'm looking forward to. And who knows, maybe this will kind of reinvigorate the fan base for Fallout, because it's been a while since Fallout 4 was the last mainline game to come out. I think maybe just the last game period. No, there's Fallout 76. I forgot about that. But as far as the mainline games, that's the last one. And that's probably at least, what, 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, maybe longer.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
So I wonder, too, like how much this could potentially turn into something where there's tie-ins later. Like if this show goes on, do they tie in stuff from whatever the new game is going to be? I'm sure there's probably going to be a Fallout game in the works right now. And it's probably not going to come out if Bethesda's track line is anything.
Well,
it could be 10 years before another game comes out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hilarious. But yeah, I think you're right. It'd be fun to see, you know, maybe this is how they connect to another game, you know? But again, I think you focus more on the show itself. And then if something arises that you have an opportunity to do that, cool. But
yeah.
Yeah, only time will tell, and not too much time left until then.
Yeah, we're recording this right now on April 2nd, so the show premieres in 9 days. You're probably going to be hearing this sometime shortly after the 2nd, but our podcast will be launching sometime shortly after the show premieres. So it premieres on the 11th, and we are going to be doing week-to-week, episode-to-episode every week after that. So keep an eye out on our social media for some, drops as far as when content will be coming out, and we'll be posting clips and all sorts of stuff and, reviewing the show to let you know what we think about it. And we definitely want to hear from you guys as well.
Yeah. Start a conversation. Let's get it going. Yeah. I'm pumped.
Definitely, folks. All right. Alrighty, everyone. Well, that is going to wrap us up for our first episode, episode 0, we'll say, for the Fallout, podcast on Small Screen Couch Commentary. Thank you for listening, and we will see you soon.